As the teacher walkout stretches into its fourth day today, many kids who rely on schools for free lunches are not getting those meals. St. Mary's Food Bank has been providing meals to thousands of those students since the walkout began, and now they say it's reaching crisis levels. The food bank has ramped up its kids' meals program by 25% to more than 9,000 lunches, and now they're offering emergency food boxes at locations around the North and the West Valley in areas where the need is often the highest. I spoke with St. Mary's spokesperson Jerry Brown more about it and just how long they can keep meeting this increased need.
I think last week we were confident that the emergency food boxes and upping our after school programs to from 7,000 to 9,000 were probably sufficient to meet the need. But once you're getting into a third and fourth and fifth day, especially in some of these areas that really need emergency food, where the breakfast and lunch program is given to 75, 80, 90% of the students, mm-hmm. St. Mary's felt it was imperative to step up our game and to go into the neighborhoods with these mobile Operation Meal Kit meals that we're going to start handing out this afternoon.
Can you kind of quantify the need for us, like how many students it is that we're talking about here that are not getting a lunch that they would have otherwise gotten?
Well, there's hundreds of thousands in the valley, but I think that there's definitely some kids that you can take out of that food is the breakfast and lunch that they're receiving in the schools, probably the best meals that they're receiving during the day. Those are the kids that are of the most concern, the ones you want to make sure that we're taking care of, and the one that St. Mary's really wants to reach out and make sure that we're getting to now that this is rolled into a second week.
Yeah. From your perspective, what have you seen teachers, school staff, the districts do to try to help feed those students while school is not in session right now?
You know, a lot of people have really stepped forward. There's been a lot of sandwich making. There's been a lot of people stepping forward to do help. And I think that everybody who's done that has had, their hearts in the right place and tried to do the most important thing is to make sure that no matter what side of the issue, no matter what's going on in the government side of things, that the kids are making sure that they're getting the meals. One of the reasons that we went out and did this and why we're extending our hours until 6 p.m. is we heard from in the first couple of days that people who are have regular jobs weren't able to get to places where the meals were being handed out because mm-hmm. by the time they got off of work, it was too late. So we're extending our hours from these hours to 2 to 6 p.m., kind of specially designing to give working parents an opportunity to stop by on their way from work, get some food for their kids.
Yeah, and I know you stockpile for the summertime, right? Because there's no school then,
right.
Plus there are fewer people to donate. Are you seeing residual effects then? Are you expecting to see residual effects from this? Do you think this might eat into
yep.
supplies that you had shored up for the summer?
Definitely, as we go into the second week, and we're putting together these special bags now: peanut butter, jelly, bread, cereals, all the things that we have, that are kind of the cornerstones of what St. Mary's gives out. We're definitely going to see a relax in the amount of food that we have in the warehouse, and we're going to need help because summer is the hardest time for us anyway, and we're being hit a little early with this walkout situation.
Right. So how long do you think you can sustain this expanded operation? I mean, we don't know how much longer the walkouts might last,
right.
but how long can you keep this going?
We hope that that it's not going to be too long, but we will go as long as is needed. That's what we do. We prepare for emergency type situations. We've done these before with things like fires and floods and hurricanes, even outside of the state, when people ask us as a first responder to help. So we're prepared for these types of situations. We'll continue to feed folks as long as they need it be done, but we certainly have our fingers crossed that it doesn't go too long.
All right, Jerry Brown with St. Mary's Food Bank. Thanks so much for the time today.
Thank you.